Welcome to Beyond the Scale Healthy Podcast. In this episode, I want to talk to you about a healthy workout mindset. How you think about exercise and workouts is important. It's important on how you feel. It's so important to know that working out is not a punishment. It's not to lose weight. It's not a way for you to burn off calories of a food that you feel you shouldn't have ate. That's also negative associating, and that totally affects how you go into your workout, whether you start it at all, if you're thinking it's a punishment and that it's going to be painful and terrible, or it has to be an hour long, it has to be perfect, you're going to be less likely to do it on a consistent basis. And you should be exercising and working out on a consistent basis, because it's not just to lose weight. It's not something that needs to be done only if you want six-pack abs. Like, working out is for your mental health. It will give you a mental boost. It'll make you feel better, guaranteed. It's a positive thing. So instead of focusing and amplifying the fact that it's a little hard to get there, a little uncomfortable, amplify the good that comes from working out every single time you go. You leave feeling better, at least mentally, most likely physically too. You got to focus on the positive. The workout will be more positive if you go into it being more positive. If you go into it thinking, oh, this is going to suck again, it's going to take me forever, I can't do it, the result, you'll be less likely to do it. If you go into it thinking like, this is my me time, I'm going to quickly go in there, go put my exercises back to back, give it everything I got, see how quick I can do this, put my favorite music on, you will feel like a brand new person when you leave the gym or leave your home workout place, wherever you're working out, when you come home from your run or your walk. There's, of course, scenarios when you should rest. You're on vacation, you're sick. But other times, like, be real with yourself. If it's been weeks, if it's been months, if it's been years, even if it's been days and you're somebody who's a fairly consistent goer, you're just listening to excuses. Get your ass in gear. Like, excuses will always be there. That's guaranteed too. But you can push through those. You can move the excuses out of the way, make a shorter workout happen, a modified workout, a home workout happen, a half of a workout happen. Something is always better than nothing. Because of the fact that you should be associating it positively, meaning you should be associating workouts to be making you feel better. That's what they're for. So you don't need an hour or a perfect workout to feel better. A 20-minute workout can make you feel better. A 30-minute workout can make you feel better. A cardio-only workout can make you feel better. Just weightlifting can make you feel better mentally. If you, like, there's going to be life scenarios where you can't do a perfect plan either. And that's okay. That's why you should have some workouts that are shorter, some workouts that are longer. But that you should, yeah, also have something that's customizable. You can move them around. But make sure that you're not moving your workouts around based on your excuses of, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. I got 3 workouts this week. I don't feel like it tomorrow, today. I'm just going to put it off till tomorrow. You're never going to actually do it. You're going to keep making excuses, keep putting it off till next Monday. If you're not trying, you're not going to get results. The only way you can be failing yourself is by not trying at all. Like, mistakes are going to happen. Workouts you thought you were going to get done aren't going to get done. Things get pushed, things pop up, but it's not about being perfect or nothing or all or nothing, one extreme to another. It's not about that. It's about how you feel and trying to have a more consistent wave. so that when life throws curveballs at you, you are handling them better because you're taking care of yourself. You have a healthy relationship with working out, with exercising. I promise you that makes it 100 times easier to be on track with your nutrition too. Focus on having a healthy workout mindset, healthy relationship with exercise and working out, because they don't have to be a bad thing. They don't have to be a painful thing. They don't need to be an extreme thing. They can be your version of so many different things. A mix of home and gym workouts. All gym, all at home. Should you do just cardio or just weights? No, you should always do a mix of both. But some weeks you might get a little more cardio. Other weeks you might get a little more weights. That's okay. Some weeks you may not get any exercise at all. That's not the goal, to be perfect. The goal is to have a healthy relationship with working out so that you can do it on a consistent basis, and have a healthy mindset and relationship with working out so that you're enjoying your workouts most of the time and that you're doing them for the right reasons. You're going there to feel better mentally, to have a break for yourself, to feel more energized, to have a mental break, a mental boost, to feel better guaranteed. You deserve that time for yourself, right? Focus on the positives that come in from that workout. There will be hard parts. There will be uncomfortable parts. But if you just don't think about them, they go so quick. You just have to start. You don't have to think of it at all. And remind yourself that no matter what, you'll feel better. Whether it's 20 minutes or an hour. They never have to be perfect. And neither do you. But focus on the goods and the positives, because they're there and they're possible. And you can have a healthy relationship with working out. You should. It's always a good thing to be working out. It's not something that you should ever do to lose weight, to do as a punishment. That's not what working out is for. That's not going to keep you there consistently. It's not to see a number on the scale. Come on, that's not fun. That's not going to get you there on the hard days. What's going to get you there on the hard days is some guidelines. If it's been 2 or 3 days, get back into it. Do a workout. Don't put it off another day. Set some guidelines. I do a 2-day rule. So like if it's been 2 days, it's time to do something. Move your body or I'm going to start to go crazy. Something better than nothing, right? And maybe you're due for a shower. Like, what good motivation to try to fit a workout in? Quick one before you shower. Like, use these little tiny guidelines and pushes and motivators on the positives. Like, if you work out, it's not about, okay, I'm going to work out and I'm going to see less on the scale this week. Maybe that's true, but who cares? So many other factors may come into play and it could be nothing to do with that workout. But if you work out, you are guaranteed to feel better mentally and physically, but also your hunger is different after a workout. Your choices for your next meal are easier to make healthy after a workout. How you sleep at night is affected if you do that workout. How your temperament is with your kids, your spouse, that is affected by whether you do that workout or not. So that is what you need to choose to see. The positives, like what's really benefiting you by doing this workout. It might be the scale, but that's, who cares? If you feel better mentally, you feel better physically, you feel better confidence-wise after a workout, way more rewards. And you don't have to do a perfect workout every time, a 60-minute workout every time. 20 or 30 minutes can be enough to make you feel better. Focus on the positives. I hope this episode helped. I hope that you'll take away some of these tips. Maybe, I don't know, rewatch this video again, save it, whatever. Re-listen to this podcast and hopefully have some takeaways that will stick. Because having a healthy relationship and mindset around your workouts is really, really important. if you are exercising, you know how good it feels when you're in the routine of it. If you can do it more on a consistent basis, on a not as perfect schedule, but again, as something that keeps you there more consistently, you'll feel better physically and mentally. And that's a huge win, and that helps you with your nutrition, helps you with so many other pieces, your mental health. Working out regularly is needed. It's needed for stress relief. It is needed for our mental health, how we feel mentally, our physical health, all of it, not just your weight, not what the scale says. Working out is so much more than that. So do a mix of weights, lifting, strength training, resistance training, and a bit of cardio endurance training too. Few sessions a week of both of these will make you feel better, guaranteed. It will improve so many other areas in your life too. If you need a workout plan, I encourage you to check out the link below in my show notes, in my video, wherever you're watching this, because I do have just simple beginner plans for the gym, and the home one is coming soon that you can get for yourself to get started if you don't know where to start. But thank you so much for listening and tuning in. I appreciate every single one of you listeners. This is a later episode that I wish was uploaded sooner, but better late than never, right? Messy action, something over nothing. I'm glad I recorded this episode. I'm glad that I'm reminding you some of the training tips that I can, the motivators, but still the mindset of it too, because it's really, really important. The only way to work out and stick to the workout plan is to find a plan that works for you, to keep trying different things, keep finding ways to stay more consistent, making adjustments, finding a plan that works for you, and a mix of weights and train and cardio. You got this. Again, thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode helped. Re-listen if needed. Share it with a friend, please. And keep listening. Thank you.